Wewekoyo, recording from the Nawakali Embassy of Indigenous Peoples. And today we have a special guest. Olmeca has come in. He's on his way to Tucson. It seems like there's some actions going on down there related to the imposition of a racial profiling in the form of discriminatory policies by the State of Arizona Department of Education. Olmeca, can you give us a few words about what's coming up and where you're going?
Yeah, my name is Olmeca. I'm coming from Los Angeles, going down to Tucson right now in support of the students who are doing some actions. Not only protesting, but being proactive with regards to the ban of ethnic studies. So you got a few students doing a human chain around their campus, a 24-hour human chain. This is something that's beautiful because it's something that they put together. They thought about it. They planned it. They coordinated it. They made their own demands. And so it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to support this younger generation as they move forward, not only protesting against racist bills, but also thinking ahead and planning ahead alternative ways of educating themselves and moving forward with dignity.
Olmeca, this is not the first time you've been here. This is not the last time you'll be here. At the present time, we're looking towards launching the eventuality known as the Phoenix Pozole Pachanga on May 29th. The Senate Bill 1070, which has been the catalytic event, has brought worldwide attention to the issues here of racial profiling in the state of Arizona. Yet it seems to be that at times, even among our leadership, the history is not given its proper cognition. Cognition always happens in a context, and in the context of what's happening now, in the context of manifest destiny, and in the context of the eagle and the condor, the prophecies and the relations that we have with each other as indigenous peoples and nations, what does it mean, self-determination, for the young people of our time in this land? What does it mean?
Well, as you mentioned, this is not my first time being here in Phoenix or in Arizona. It's definitely not going to be my last. While the national spotlight now is on immigration and it's here in Arizona, when it fades away, some of us are still going to be here. Some of us are still going to be here present. And the main reason for that, the main purpose for that is that This isn't a political issue isolated from anything else. This isn't about a bill. This is not about racism as we understand it. To me, this is a human rights issue. This is about people, families living with dignity. This is about being able to be self-sustainable, self-determined, which I think is the only real way that people can live in dignity, where we get to a point where we're not asking for rights or for food, for that matter, but we're able to provide it ourselves.
Olmeca, as you know, we just came back from the World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth that was convened in Cochabamba, Bolivia, by our brother and our president, Evo Morales of the Aymara Nation. From Cochabamba, we have emerged now with the Cochabamba Protocols. And one of the statements being made here in Phoenix is in relationship to the sacrifices of our relatives, also from other continents, who have been victimized by these systems of colonization in particular our African American relatives and brothers and sister nations. One of those, Martin Luther King in Selma. After Selma, he said, "We have emerged from the era of civil rights to the era of human rights." 67, he said that. 68, he was killed. And now at this time, what we're saying is from Selma to Phoenix, from civil rights to human rights, and the rights of Mother Earth. As you say, self-determination, in order to be grounded in an economic, sustainable fashion, relationship with Mother Earth, what is this going to take? What is the challenge that the next generation, the leadership, the strength that they have, what is it they're going to be facing?
I think what this generation leaves, the following generation, is a beginning of a process of having self-sustainable projects. I think one of the most challenging things that they're gonna come to face with is walking in the contradictions and walking in a system of oppression that is the United States and U.S. imperialism. Students, youth, mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, we've all been there. We've all walked in this contradiction. We move from one to the other. We go from one world to the other world. But the beautiful thing about that is that we continue to try to develop that other world. Like the Zapatistas would say, the world where many worlds exist. And the youngsters, I think the biggest challenge is going to be recognizing where they stand, because this society here, the media, is really good about swaying you away from that path, you know, the path of self-determination and autonomy.
Speaking of that, beyond the state of Arizona, we understand that upon culmination on Saturday, the 29th of May, of the Phoenix Bosole Pachanga, there is to be delivered a declaration of interdependence by the nations and pueblos of the children of Mother Earth. And in the trajectory of that self-determined path, realizations, histories, we're coming up in June to the 20th anniversary of the Continental Encounter of the Eagle and the Condor. I understand you're going to be traveling to Quito, Ecuador to participate in that event. What hopes do you take to Quito? What is it that you expect? And what is it that you would share as we go forward from here?
What I hope to gain from the experience is being able to hear people from all over the world, native peoples at that, from all over the world, make a statement, make a declaration to themselves so that everybody else can hear it. And that declaration is, we're going to stop asking and start exercising our power to be free, to be with dignity. And what I'm going to share is palabra, right? Be able to share the things that we see in the urban setting of Native peoples in Los Angeles and tell them about our experiences. But also tell them that we've been exercising our power and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful feeling to live in dignity.
The living of dignity with beauty. One of the phrases that's being used in this mobilization of massive amounts of people that are convening for the Phoenix Pozole Pachanga is the phrase of legalize Arizona. We understand that a call has been made to the ancient autumn nations of the territory, what is known as Arizona, to receive us and greet us at the sacred mountain when this is to occur. So could you say a few words in closing now? What would it mean to legalize Arizona if colonization is an illegal act? What does it mean to legalize Arizona if self-determination is our destiny?
As we sit here, right, in the Nahuacali, listening to you play your guitar, and me hold this mic in my hand, this is something that we decided to do today, here, right now, as two brothers, two compañeros from different parts of this piece of land, but who have found each other, have found and connected with the principles of dignity and the principles of autonomy and self-sustainability and self-determination. To legalize anything really means to decolonize it from a power structure. So in this sense, we've decolonized ourselves today, right now, by doing a different type of interview. We decolonize ourselves every time we talk about our ancestors and we walk in that red road and we do ceremony, spurts and moments of decolonization. To legalize a state means to decolonize that state.
This is Wewe Koyo, speaking to you from Nahuacali, Embassy of Indigenous Peoples. Ayo. Oh.